8:15 at AM 930 WEOL, the best of Lorain County. We always look forward to the big event coming up later this year, but now is the time to get the nominations in. To talk about that this morning is Mary Beth Lee with Pulse Magazine, and they put on the best of Lorain County. Mary Beth, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Good. Thanks for having me back. I love visiting the show.
Well, we're great to have you on again and getting people excited about all the things that are taking place in Lorain County. Best of Lorain County, been doing that for quite a number of years, spotlighting places to eat, drink, shop, that sort of thing. But your deadline is coming up on April 15th. This is the deadline for what? Not just getting nominations in? What's the status of that?
Yeah, this is like I think this is a really important part of the event, because this is actually the opportunity for your reader or your listeners to vote and tell us who the favorites are. Who are the destinations that you want everyone to know about? So right now is when there's open voting. That ends on August 15th. So we wanted everyone in Lorain County to know this is the opportunity to vote your favorite pizza place, your favorite hair salon, you name it. Like, your community is right now in the seat to be noticed. So that's what the Pulse is all about. It's all about letting us get behind our local businesses, and we just love this event.
And year to year, there could be new people, right? You know what I mean? Sometimes people think, oh, these are the same old thing, but every year new businesses come in to the picture, and maybe they become a favorite hotspot for whatever reason. There is an unlimited number of, it has to be at some point, of categories. But I mean, even just for food, I'm looking at things on the site where you can kind of put the nominations. You kind of divide it into, like, just, you know, best seafood, best pizza, best steak. You know, you're almost taking every part of the menu and dividing it up for people.
Yeah, so it's a blank slate. That's what's really special about the way this event is set up. We just give you the category, and then we ask the readers to tell us who the favorites are. So there's no drop-down menu. You don't know who won last year. It really is hearing the voice of the residents and the people that work and live and play in Lorain County. I hope there's new people. You know, there's little bursts of new businesses opening, and, you know, there's been terrific growth. So we love to see who the final votes are.
Mary Beth, once you have those nominations by April 15th, then what happens with them?
So we then take all those votes. We take the top three from each category. We notify them. We send out a letter letting them know that they were chosen to be a finalist. And then we invite them to come to the best party in Lorain County, which is Best of Lorain County. And that is on Thursday, July 20th at LCCC. So at Lorain County Community College, we've had it there since the inception of this event. It's just a great evening. So we invite the top three to attend. Of course, we wish all we had room for everyone, but we don't. We'll feature about 50 to 55 of the finalists at the party, and that's where the final vote takes place. So right now, we're just looking for the finalists. The final voting actually takes place at the event. One night, as the voting takes place then, everyone will be featured in the next issue of Pulse, and then we'll reveal the winner in the early fall issue of Paul. So I think that we try to keep it fun. There's a lot of friendly competition, but the idea is really just to notice and recognize all the little gems in Lorain County.
I'm looking under services, and one that caught my eye was Best Car Wash. I have to tell you, there are a lot of new car washes around Lorain County. I don't know whether they think our area has a lot of dirty cars, or it just seems to be because there's convenience.
It's true.
I used to think there was, like, convenience stores on the – now it's there are car washes, and they seem to be, like, fun places. I don't know. Car washes in my old day, the guy there with the, you know, the rags and the big kind of things. Now there's bright lights. There's different colors.
You know,
dinosaurs.
No, you're right. You're right. It has gotten pretty. There has been a lot more competition for car washes. It's really great. I got to tell you, honestly, the Corn Festival is the one that I look forward to every year. They almost always are a finalist, and they come, and they really just make the event so fun, and we really love to meet all the people. It's great because the restaurants that do attend, their chefs are there. You know, it's not that you're just, it's really one-on-one. It's a great opportunity for everyone to meet their patrons, and it's really, people take advantage of that.
Right. And a lot of times we wonder, what's the economy like? How is business surviving? What are they doing? This is when you have that big event, and even with the magazine, when you get to see the nominations, you get to see all those specific places in kind of in living color, as it were, so that you can kind of choose and also know what's in your neighborhood. Many times you'll drive by something and you just never went in, but this is an opportunity for people maybe just to spotlight some of those. Again, the nominations for the Best of Lorain County, deadline's coming up on April 15th. Again, how do they go about putting this nomination in?
Well, if they go to pulselorainemag.com/BOLC. So even if they just go to pulselorainemag.com, you'll be able to find the voting. But that's where all the voting is. It's all electronic. So pulselorainemag.com, BOLC, for Best of Lorain County. It ends on April 15th. The more than 60 categories are there waiting for your listeners to tell us where to go. Give us the favorites, have a voice, and then join us on July 20th.
Over at Lorain County Community College, yeah. Great place to be, yeah. Great event for that. And then when you're going to PulseLorainMag.com, don't forget to sign up for the newsletter, right? And then people can be up to date on everything is throughout the whole year of what's going on with Lorain County.
Yeah, the newsletters are amazing because they come out regularly, and then they're broken up into categories. So food and eating, or just what to do this weekend, community calendar. So definitely sign up for that.
Right. Gives the people inspiration of what to do during the week or in the county, or make some great plans to spend some of their money here in Lorain County with all the great businesses that and activities.
Absolutely.
Mary Beth, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for getting the word out, and hopefully you had a good turnout for the nominations as well as the big event coming up in July. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, and we look forward to seeing you then. Thanks so much.
We will be there, absolutely. Mary Beth Lee with Pulse Magazine joining us today, talking about the Best of Lorain County, again, 2023 Pulse Magazine, the April deadline coming up April 15th.